The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. You were just catching a track by Be Light. That's Bethany Montgomery, Tacoma native and Tacoma and Spokane resident. Man, I'm definitely thinking about this northwest rain as some of us recovering from windy storms and tree limbs and a little bit of basement flooding and surface road flooding here and there. We do want to keep an eye on the weather and keep an eye out on our neighbors who may be isolated at this time when we've been asked to stay physically separate, but you can stay together and connected through technology, radio, and those socially distanced visits. Remember here, the KTQA Daily Briefing is a place where you can get your updates and resources related to staying separately together and safe as we recover both economically and healthfully from this coronavirus pandemic. Again, my name is Becky. It is January 14th, and it is about 12 past 3 p.m. on this Thursday. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and the state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The number for that is 1-800-525-0127. They've definitely had an uptick in folks calling and inquiring and having their coronavirus questions asked and answered. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and get your questions answered that way. If you dial 211 from anywhere in Washington State, you'll get connected to community resources and referral services through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. There are many resources available for adults and youth experiencing distress at this time, as well as for those caring for anyone experiencing emotional distress. One of those resources that's available through the United Way is the Washington Listens support line. The number is 1-833-681-0211. They can be a kind listening ear or refer you to behavioral health services in your area. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number for those experiencing more acute distress is 1-800-273-8255 for English. O en español, el número es 888-628-9454. There's a crisis text line. It provides confidential text access anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor when you text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741-741. If you text FRONTLINE to 741-741, you'll be connected with a crisis counselor trained to help frontline workers in the fight against COVID. Teens can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. And oftentimes, the start of the calendar year is when we think about making changes and resolutions of our habits and behaviors. If you're struggling with addiction or substance use, you can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And if you missed any of those numbers and resources, you can go to daily.ktqa.org, where every day we post after we broadcast the Daily Briefing. The links to listen to the Daily Briefing online, just like you're listening to a podcast, and also read any of those numbers or URLs that I share with you. Now, moving on to state-level information for today, the Washington State Department of Health has released the latest statewide situation report on COVID-19. It just came out yesterday. They have found that case counts rebounded after Christmas and appear to be increasing steeply in the most recent data, which is still incomplete. Even though it's incomplete right now, we can still see that cases are increasing. The flat and declining case count trends that were originally seen mid to late December may actually be due to fewer people actually seeking care or getting tested over the holidays rather than an actual decrease in COVID-19 activity. Hospitalization trends in our state show a similar decline through December 30th, followed by a rebound in early January. COVID-19 transmission continues to plateau, that means level out, at above 1.0, which means that the number of people becoming infected actually is increasing. Both Pierce and King counties experienced declining case counts through late December with post-Christmas rebounds and appear to be approaching or exceeding peak November levels in recent incomplete data. The estimated overall percentage of Washington state residents with active COVID-19 infections remains close to peak estimates for late March 2020. And remember, March 2020 with COVID-19 in our state was what warranted our initial stay-at-home order, where we were asked to avoid any kinds of non-essential things, wait long time between grocery store runs. And right now, our estimated overall percentage of Washington state residents that are infected with COVID-19 looks to be close to those peak estimates from late March of 2020. All of this data can be found on the Department of Health's dashboard online, doh.wad.gov, and it comes from analysts and researchers at a number of places that partner with our Department of Health for Washington State. Those are the Institute for Disease Modeling, the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, the University of Washington, and Microsoft AI for Health. Moving on to regional level information for today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 181 new COVID-19 cases today, along with 423 cases yesterday. Now, when I went to air yesterday, we had not yet gotten that information. So again, there were 181 new cases today, 423 new cases yesterday in Pierce County, but the department notes that yesterday's high case count includes cases from Tuesday's undercount that happened due to lab processing delays. Of the 25 COVID-related deaths in Pierce County so far this week, that's just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one of those deaths did include a man in his 50s with no underlying health conditions. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 284, and with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County is 441. Black and Healthy Pierce County is a new online resource for COVID-19 information, community conversations, and support. Their website is blackandhealthypiercecounty.com, and they're also on Facebook and Instagram at Black and Healthy Pierce Co., as well as on Twitter at blackhealthy253, and even on TikTok at blackandhealthy_PierceCo. Somewhat relatedly, tonight at 6 p.m., NAMI Seattle, King County, and Rainier Avenue Radio, another sister station, the LPFM network. We love you, Rainier Ave Radio folks. They will be hosting an online town hall on Black mental health. More information is available at namiseattle.org/town hall. Moving on to Tacoma information. At 6 p.m., the City of Tacoma will host a virtual community listening session on the use of the Center at Norpoint as a warming location during inclement weather. Links and phone numbers for participation via Zoom can be found on the City's Facebook page. Or, shortly after broadcast, you can go to our website, daily.ktqa.org, and you can click on today's date, where we will also embed the link and the phone numbers and passcode for that Zoom listening session. There are lots of free testing sites in our region if you are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, or if you have been exposed to someone with coronavirus, or if you are a user of the WA Notify app and you've gotten notified that you have come into contact with someone who later tested positive for COVID-19. You can access those testing sites for coronavirus. If you're a King County listener, you can go to kingcounty.gov, and our Pierce County locations are found at Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. Tomorrow, Friday, January 15th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be out giving those free COVID-19 tests at the West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place, as well as at Bethlehem Baptist Church, located at 4818 Portland Avenue East, and at the Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood. For the health department tests, those are mobile events. There's no ID that's required. Tests are free and open to anyone, and most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., except the Lakewood station, which stays open until 5:30. Do check tpchd.org for specific times, and if you can't meet one of those, there's a list of lots of different clinics, hospitals, and offices that are offering those COVID-19 tests. Most of the time, results are available in 3 to 7 days. And if it feels like a long time to wait 7 days for your test result, remember that if you've been experiencing COVID-19 symptoms or exposed to someone who tests positive for coronavirus, for COVID-19, then you are asked to quarantine for at least that long. Check cdc.gov for all of the latest on how long, if you are experiencing those symptoms or come into contact with someone, you need to quarantine in order to avoid transmitting the virus to anyone else in our midst and helping keeping our community safe. Well, that's the information that I have for us today. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the city of Tacoma and 211 for community resources and referral services. Our phone number where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM. Or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. If you aren't on our email list yet, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know that you would like to be included. We've got lots of things coming up for January, February, and March, ways to get involved. My name is Becky, and I'm always glad to bring you the KTQA Daily Briefing.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.
Dos muy serias enfermedades respiratorias.
Y el terrible COVID.
Vamos por
sí, que vamos a enfermarlos.
Y en esta otra
cuerna de la salud
comienza el combate.
COVID y gripa pelean. Su superhigiene no puede con los dos.
Necesita ayuda.
Vacuna veloz noquea a la gripa.
Superhigiene eliminó a COVID.
Tú también combate la gripa y el COVID.
Pierce County.
Juntos podemos someter estas enfermedades.
Tacoma Pierce County Health Department.
Usa tu mascarilla, condado de Pierce.
Aprende más en tpchd.org/español.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us. And not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.